get here?
Alrighty, welcome back to the show, and the podcast is called How Did I Get Here? And for those of you who are not familiar with our podcast, let's go over the guidelines once again. How Did I Get Here is where we live our best lives on the internet and come out the other side knowing more, but not feeling all that much smarter. Now, you may be wondering, what in the world does that mean? Please stick to the end of the podcast and you will absolutely understand 100% exactly what I just said. You're welcome. I'm your host, Jay. Welcome. And today is a monumental moment, ladies and gentlemen. We have our second guest of the show. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Alexa, and that's Jay.
So awkward. Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, for those of you who may not be familiar with who you are, I'm assuming that everybody does.
Hopefully.
Your song did amazingly well.
Thank you.
Millions of views.
Yes.
Tens of millions of views.
Yes.
Hundreds of millions of views.
Not there yet, but thanks.
Not there. Okay, tens
Wishful
of millions
thinking.
Of views.
Wishful thinking.
Let's talk about it.
Okay. Yeah, so I just recently made my comeback with my new single, Do or Die. And the track itself is kind of like a dance track with like a bit of EDM sprinkled in there. And then it's like a Brazilian funk based kind of beat.
Ooh, Brazilian funk.
That seemed to do well with bombs. We're like, okay, let's keep emulating that into the music. So Brazilian funk, that's what's groovy, I guess. Yeah.
How did you get this song? How did you end up choosing it?
Ah, right. So we work very closely with a Swedish producing team called Echo Music. They're very well-renowned. Have you heard of them before?
No, but I know for a fact that it's a famous thought that Swedish songwriters are really good at melodies.
Truth. Really good. Yeah.
Agreed. Move on.
So luckily we're associated with them and they've produced tracks for many well-known artists. And thankfully they wanted to work with us for this Alexa project. So that's how we got the song. One of our staff actually went directly to Sweden.
Oh.
To meet with the team and formulate the song together. So…
Oh, so they went and then heard the songs and then chose one and came back.
They actually made the song there.
Whoa!
Like we had our input in there and everything, so.
Amazing. The reception was great. Then that means we got to talk about the music video.
Yes. Okay, yeah. So for this music video, it is… I don't know if you guys have seen. If you have not, please watch if you want to.
Please.
But this music video, my company is ZB Label, for those who might not know. ZB standing for Zany Bros, which is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, music video production company in South Korea. And so, if you had a chance to see my debut music video, Bomb, you saw some special effects and fancy stuff.
It was crazy.
There. Yeah.
There were like robots everywhere. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of CG. It looked like super high budget.
That's the goal.
What was the budget?
You know, I don't know, but it was up there.
Okay, it was up there.
But for Do or Die, this music video is the most CG Zany Bros has ever used in a single music video.
Oh.
Shout out to Astro Digital Lab. That's our in-house CG people. But yeah, it was just really fun. It took 3 days to film. Like 7 or 8 different costume changes. Dance team of like 24 to 30 people, I believe. So yeah.
3 days to film.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for those of you who… don't know. Usually, I would say that a music video for a group takes about 2 days, but 3 days straight.
There was like a little bit of increment of time between the second and third day. Because the first day was like from like, we started 9 a.m. until 9 the next day and it was all dancing.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
How are you surviving?
Yeah, Red Bull. You know. No, I'm good. But like we did all the choreography the first day of the shoot. And then we did the drama and lip sync and everything the second and third day.
Whoa, that's insane. Especially because I know that you're famous for your choreos being so like tight and really hard. So, I mean, you must be dead from filming that the whole day.
Was at the very end. But you know, when you just gotta do it, you gotta do it, you know? So, yeah. Yeah.
Must be nice being young.
You're not that much older than me.
How old are you?
96.
96?
Yeah, you're
a baby.
92?
I'm 92. 4 years is a big difference. You got something to say? You got something to say, Diane?
Well, okay.
You will understand, Alexa. When you're my age, bones start hurting. Things start aching.
I'm already hurting.
It's different, okay?
Do you want to try the choreo?
True. Because didn't you have like a broken ankle or a body part that… like a leg part?
No, I mean, when I was in Purdue, I injured my knee then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but no, it's all good.
All better now?
Yeah, we good now.
We sure?
We're functioning.
Cool. Functioning?
We're functioning.
Explain.
I'm okay.
She is okay. We're going to move on.
Yeah.
So we discussed the music video. You had an amazing debut. Then we also got to talk about what's the Alexa universe?
Ah, okay. Yeah. So the concept, it's a little complicated here.
Right. Is that the concept of the album or your concept as an artist or?
Well, the overall concept of Alexa, me, is… I'm very awkward. I haven't seen you in a while.
I know.
So, exactly. So, the main overall concept for Alexa is that I'm an AI, artificial intelligence.
Ooh.
Basically, she existed in wherever she was created and then escaped into a physical body in the real world.
Oh, okay, okay.
Ooh, yeah, you get a little bit.
Oh, it is a little bit complicated.
It is.
Yeah.
And so, this Bomb chapter we have has started with Bomb. Do or Die is a continuation of it. Especially if you look at the music video, you can see the first scene is me in the last outfit I wore in the Bomb video. So it's a continuation. There's a through line. There's going to be a third part, but I can't tell you what's going to happen. But there is more continuation to come. But the thing is, I exist in a multiverse.
Oh.
So there's multiple Alexas. And
yeah. Okay, so there's more than one of you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a trilogy.
Right now, yeah. This first little segment we're doing is a trilogy. Like Star Wars.
Perfect. Sorry, I was just processing that. I got really quiet for a second.
It's okay.
Sorry.
No, we're about to start.
I was like, it's a trilogy, like
yeah.
Star Wars. Okay, gotcha.
Three.
I also heard a little birdie tell me that there's also going to be physical albums coming out soon.
Yes, because last time for Bomb, unfortunately, we could only like give them out via like giveaways or in person with our shirts and stuff for merchandise. You're not a shirt. I don't know why I presented you.
Thank
like your
you. Shirt. I am Alexa's shirt.
Jay is the Alexa merch.
Nice.
But this time there will be a physical album released on April 1st. It is not April Fool's, ladies and gents. It is real. It will be. So it's real. So there will be a physical album this time. Yeah.
Perfect. Is this your first physical album launch?
Launch. Yes. First physical album launch.
Oh, exciting. That means fan signs.
Maybe. Who knows?
Ooh, I don't exciting.
Know. Ah.
Claps, everybody.
Thanks.
That was Alexa. Help us.
I know people are going to be curious as to how you guys know each other because you did mention it's been a while since you've seen each other. So maybe speak on that for a second.
We've been cool for a while now. How many? It's been a couple years,
I was
right?
Because I met you when I first came here back in 2018.
Right, right, right.
So,
and then how we met was through Forma Therapy, because Forma Therapy was your friend.
Right.
From where?
We just knew each other via social media.
Okay, you guys knew each other via social media, and then we connected through Forma Therapy because he told me, "Oh, I have a friend that's a foreigner that's moving to Korea." Mm-hmm. And you know I'm all about trying to make friends that speak English.
Yep.
So
I didn't have any friends. So thusly we got this.
How's
one.
Your Korean, by the way?
It's better now. I'm still not fluent, but like, you know, we're a lot better than we were when we first started. Oh wow.
Yeah. 지금쯤이면 한국어로. Okay, fluent. What exactly what you need? I see, I see. Sound a little bit like Diane, but we're gonna move on then. So that's how we met.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been the guiding light and influence in your life for the past, how many years have you been here?
Like 2 years.
Like 2 years.
Couldn't have done it without you, Jay. So
shout out.
Oh my
Please.
God. Like.
That was not sarcastic.
No, for real. Jay's honestly been a really good friend for me.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Tell them, please.
Okay, so Jay is the best human on earth.
Yes.
I don't know what I would do without him in my life.
But yes.
No, for he a good person. Yeah. He yeah. You a good person.
Can we do that again so it doesn't sound forced?
Oh, no, sorry. No
time. Okay, perfect.
But yeah.
So that was our introduction to Alexa. Thank you for being on the show today. Before we move into the show, we want to remind you to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. Also, check out our video clips on youtube.com/divestudios and subscribe, turn on notifications. Now, do you know what we're doing today?
I don't. Enlighten me, oh enlightened one.
I hardly ever do either. But what we basically do is we take a question that Diane has been pondering throughout the week.
Why is it always me?
It is always Diane's questions.
You don't want to take any responsibility
no,
here?
No, ignore her.
It's okay.
Well, one of them, a couple of them were mine.
Yeah, and they weren't questions. It was an argument you wanted to win. And
right.
And you didn't win.
Arguments, okay.
Yeah.
I don't really ever win on this show.
I could see that.
It's been a running theme in my life.
I could see that.
Yeah. So our question for today is, why should we wash our hands? And you have told me before we started that you aren't actually an expert on this topic. Yes. Please educate us.
So for those of you who might have been with me from way back when, you would know I used to work for Lush for 3 years. Whoa. So I worked in a soap shop and we used to wash people's hands for them to demonstrate the products. So trust, I know all about hand washing.
Wow. Is that it?
I mean, okay. So, but no. I mean, you know, of course, it's a given. You want to wash your hands to keep germs and bacteria away because you don't want to, like, risk getting sick or anything. You want your immune system to stay strong. Plus, if you're eating or, like, doing makeup or just touching anything else, you don't want to contaminate things. So,
True.
So, wash your hands.
Cool. Okay. So, with that message, we're going to move on to the first starting point of today, which you already explained. Why wash your hands? Let's go into the details a little bit. We have a little awkward pauses where like we read
then
we make it up. So don't worry. Okay. The first article is Show Me the Science. Why wash your hands? Something that everybody knows. Keeping your hands clean is one of the most important steps we could take to avoid getting sick and spreading germs to others. Many diseases and conditions are spread by not washing hands with soap and clean running water. Wow. That first word throws me for a bit of a loop. Okay. So the first paragraph is how germs get onto hands and make people sick. I know the whole theory of not washing your hands and being cleanly is a very broadly educated topic. So we're going to get into a few specifics today. Mm-hmm. Feces.
Did you put an S in front of that?
Feces.
Feces.
Feces, thank you. What would I do without you?
I don't know.
One more time.
Feces.
From people or animals is an important source of germs like Salmonella, E. coli 0157. Is it 157?
0157.
0157. 0157.
0157. Look at you knowing your numbers.
Please edit in whatever one was right. And norovirus that causes diarrhea. It can spread some respiratory infections like… It's not because I don't know how to read it.
Adenovirus?
There we go. And hand, foot, and mouth disease. Hand, foot, and mouth disease?
It's like, you know, like when toddlers, like, they're young, they like suck on their feet and things. Like,
is that a thing?
That's what hand, foot, mouth disease is. That's what babies commonly get.
Oh.
I know my science. Trust me on this.
More you know. These kinds of germs can get onto hands after people use a toilet or change a diaper, but also in a less obvious way. Like after handling raw meats that have invisible amounts of animal poop on them. Did you know about that?
Yeah, because another like very common form of food poisoning is from Salmonella. So,
is that
undercooked
from raw
meat? Undercooked meat.
A single gram of human feces, which is about the weight of a paperclip, can contain 1 trillion germs. Hmm. Germs can also get onto hands if people touch any object that has germs on it because someone coughed or sneezed or will touch bite the contaminated object in any kind of way. So yeah, wash your hands if you don't want to get E. coli, Salmonella, norovirus…
Adenovirus.
And hand, foot, mouth disease. Don't spread germs, guys.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah.
Do you wash your hands?
I do. I'm not like actual germaphobe, but I'm low-key germaphobic. I wash my hands after literally everything.
I heard you're a famous advocate of wash your hand campaign in your committee. In your company.
Oh, yes, I am. Yeah, I make sure everybody washes their hands. And they do. Trust, we're healthy here at Zany Bros. We're healthy. We're very healthy. But I'm still just like, did y'all wash your hands? Because…
2 kinds of people, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
2 kinds of people. Because I do get a little bit scared now because of germs. And I understand that there are… How do you say this? I understand that you should just wash your hands a lot more than I used to.
Okay, good.
Yeah. How many times a day do you wash your hands?
I don't count, but like…
Is it like
lot.
Every time you touch something?
Yeah. If I'm out in public and there's like a sink with… There's a sink available, then yeah.
Every time?
Almost, yeah.
You pass by a bathroom, you have not touched anything. Do you use the sink?
No.
Normal.
If I haven't touched anything, then no.
I see. But then what if someone like that was passing by you sneezed and then the wind carried the germs to your
head? See, here's the thing. But I'm so conscious with people coughing and sneezing. If someone does, I'm like holding my breath when I walk by. I'm like…
Wait, is that how it works? Airborne diseases? What if it like latches on to your clothes and your hands? And because you didn't wash your hands while that person was sneezing and you just held your breath, you get a cold or Salmonella or worse, adenovirus.
What about hand, foot, mouth disease?
Or hand, foot, mouth disease, exactly.
Yes. Okay. Jay is clearly the scientist here. So
bear with me.
He knows all about these diseases and whatnot.
Let's talk about statistics. teaching people, simply teaching people about hand washing helps them and their communities stay healthy. A little bit Captain Obvious, but we're going to move into the details. Hand washing education in the community reduces the number of people who get sick with diarrhea by 23 to 40%. Wow.
That's almost half. That's good.
Yes, I'm going to need you to wow for me every time.
Wow! Okay.
Reduces diarrheal illnesses in people with weakened immune systems by 58%.
Wow!
Reduces respiratory illnesses like colds in the general population by 16 to 21%.
Wow.
It's getting weird. Reduces absenteeism due to gastrointestinal illnesses in school children by 29 to 57%.
Wow, he can read.
I did not understand that last line. Reduces absenteeism.
Meaning absences in school. When you're absent, you're absentee.
What would I do without you?
I don't know. Mr. 4 years of age makes a big difference.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here with us today. So yeah, guys, it makes a really, really big difference. Let's educate our children. Or let's educate our communities about washing our hands.
Did your schools ever like actively teach you how to wash your hands when you're like in kindergarten or like elementary school? Like, do you remember that?
Right. It's like the whole, okay, wash your hands to the happy birthday song. Da, 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 da. But the thing is, I don't remember if they ever like instilled in our brains that it needs to be like warm water.
Oh.
Because warm water makes a difference. Warm and hot water kills germs. Cold water doesn't really do anything. So,
really?
Yeah.
What if you have soap?
I mean, soap, it only does so much. But the thing is like… Oh my God, there's actually a word that I know, but it suddenly just went, woo, I forgot it. But wash your hands with warm and hot water, that makes a difference. Cold water doesn't, it's not as effective. So,
whoa, yeah. I didn't know that.
Now you do.
I mean, I've heard of it, but I thought like, how much of a difference could it make? I'm using the soap anyway. Soap says 99.99 bacteria germs erased.
Well, that's why you use hot water when you wash dishes, right, mm-hmm. Jay? Right, Jay?
I mean,
when you wash dishes.
Is that how you're supposed to do
how
it?
How you use hot water?
I did not think it mattered.
Jay.
I just thought people use warm water because it feels nice on your hands.
I mean, you're not wrong, but you're not right either.
Right.
So,
somewhere
in
between.
That's the show. Yeah, thank you for coming.
I'm just happy I'm not wrong. Okay. We're going to move on to more statistics. Mm. Did you know? Did you know that not washing hands harms children around the world?
I would assume so.
About 1.8 million children under the age of 5 die each year from diarrheal disease and pneumonia, the top two killers of young children around the world. Interesting.
I used to be really prone to pneumonia when I was younger.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have pneumonia?
Yeah, like every year. I would get it around my birthday, actually.
Yo, that's really dangerous.
Yeah, my lungs did not like me when I was a kid. But
are you okay now?
I'm fine now. Thanks for asking.
Whoa.
But yeah, I'm good now.
Dan just thumbs up Alexa.
I'm saying, yay, I'm better.
Yay, no pneumonia. No pneumonia.
Wash your hands, folks.
Yes.
We need Alexas, guys,
of the world.
Safe.
Thank you.
Wait, isn't pneumonia permanent lung damage, though?
I don't think it's permanent, so to say. But I mean, there's different degrees of it and there's different forms of pneumonia. I was prone to mycoplasma pneumonia.
Explain.
Mycoplasma pneumonia is… oh my God. Pneumonia, but in the mycoplasmic form. So yeah.
What is mycoplasmic?
That's all mycoplasma.
That's all mycoplasma.
You guys are so weird.
Oh, man.
Do you want to read some of these facts for us?
Sure. Okay. So, hand washing with soap could protect one out of every three young children who get sick with diarrhea and almost one out of five young children with respiratory infections like pneumonia.
Whoa.
Thanks for
one out of… Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, one out of five is 25. No, 20%. 20%, yeah.
Wow.
I know my numbers. Okay, the next one.
So weird.
You missed me.
Okay.
Although people around the world clean their hands with water, very few use soap to wash their hands. Washing hands with soap removes germs much more effectively.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Like we were talking about. Yeah. With warm water.
Warm water, hot water, yeah.
Warm water. Not because it feels good. Because it's good for you.
Correct. Mm. Hand washing education and access to soap in schools can help improve attendance.
Mm.
It's like we mentioned with the absenteeism.
Yeah.
Now you know a new word.
Absenteeism.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good hand washing early in life may help improve child development in some settings.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
It creates healthy habits. Mm. You become cleaner just in general, right?
Yeah. I mean, good hygiene is very important. If you learn at a young age, it'll carry on into your adult life. So.
Does it?
It should.
Does it though?
It should.
Does it though?
I'm looking at you judgmentally right now.
You should see my dorm. Does it though?
I mean, that's on you. It's not on me, so I don't.
Next one.
Next one. Estimated global rates of hand washing after the toilet are only 19%.
No,
oh, that's
no
nasty.
Way.
Oh,
no.
We both just this away
nasty.
From that.
That's
so... Which one of you in this room?
It's
which,
one of us.
Which one is the remaining 81% doing? Is all like remaining 81% using like Germex? Because that doesn't do it. That
know,
doesn't do
you
it.
You know how people are like, they do that like rinse and then they like flick their hands and they just leave a bathroom? Those people.
Oh, no.
Obviously, that's you weren't nice. About that life.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No.
That used to be me. That used to be me before I learned better. I've currently started to wash my hands very well. And you know you're supposed to wash your hands like twice or something like that? Like one time and then you sing the song or whatever in your head.
You do it again?
And then you wash it off. And then to get like a better rinse, you do it again. You repeat.
Interesting.
Yeah. My mom used to tell me that we have to wash your hand 5 times. Because she knew that I would only do it twice. We're going to move on to the next article.
Yes.
There's 5 steps to wash your hands. Can you name the 5 steps? The 5 official steps?
The 5 official certified by the government steps? I didn't know
there was 5 steps. Certified by the government hand washing steps.
Okay. I didn't know there was 5 steps. I just assumed it was like, you know, turn on the sink, get your hands wet, get the soap, lather up, rinse, and then dry. That's what I thought it was, but
you're right. They're government steps. CDC.gov.
.gov, ladies and gents, .gov.
When and how to wash your hands. Hand washing is one of the best ways to protect yourself and your family from getting sick. Okay, wash your hands often to stay healthy. You can help yourself and your loved ones stay healthy by washing your hands often, especially during these key times when you're likely to get and spread germs. And like we said before, washing your hands isn't just about you being sanitary and you helping your own health. It's being responsible for the people around you who may get sick because of your germs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Don't get nobody sick.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Don't give your teammates a cold right before every promotion.
I don't know who he's adding, but…
Guys.
Okay.
Step one. Before, during, and after preparing food.
Mm-hmm.
Before eating food. Before and after caring for someone at home who is sick with vomiting or diarrhea. Before and after treating a wound or cut. After changing diapers or cleaning up a child who has used the toilet. After blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. After touching an animal. Animal feed. Or animal waste. I guess kind of obvious. After handling pet food or pet treats. Important. I feel like a lot of people know this one.
Mm-hmm.
Does pet food and pet treats have…
I mean…
I'm going to stop questioning
it.
I'm going to stop questioning it. After touching garbage. Obvious. Okay. Now, we move on to the 5 steps to wash your hands the right .gov way.
Oh, you want me to read this?
Please go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so make sure you follow these 5 steps every time you lava sus manos. Okay.
You what?
Wash your hands, mister. Okay. I grew up in Argentina.
Let's go.
So, you want to wet your hands first, of course. Run water warm or cold. Why does it say or cold? There's a difference. Warm or cold, I guess. Thank you, government. Turn off the tap and apply soap. Step two, lather your hands by rubbing them together with the soap. Lather the backs of your hands between your fingers and under your nails. That's very important. A lot of bacteria gets in the nail beds. Says me my long nails. Scrub your hands for at least 20 seconds. If you need a timer, hum the happy birthday song like we all learned when we're kids. And then rinse your hands well underneath the clean running water and then dry them using a clean towel or air dry them.
The happy birthday song twice? I can do 2 runs of the soap and rinse in like 10 seconds tops. 15. Tops.
What's your hand working technique? For those who are listening,
yes.
You might have to be descriptive. But
share
for those
expertise.
Watching video, what movements of your hands are you doing when you're washing your hands?
So, okay, let's go this step by step.
You're at the sink, you know?
Okay. After me is you, so you better start thinking.
Okay.
You just shaved. There's like hair everywhere. You have your nasty deodorant on the counter.
What?
I'm setting up the world.
Okay. I just shaved.
Uh-huh.
I clean the desk of my hair. Put it in the trash can.
Okay.
I take the soap and I gently pour it into my hand. 2 pumps. Not 1. 2 pumps. Do this.
Which
I do
hand?
This under the running water.
So, okay. For those who are just listening, rubbing your palms together.
Yes. Rubbing my… Like praying form. Praying mantis.
Okay.
I praying mantis my hands. And then I do that. And then I do the… One of these. the over the hand.
Uh-huh. How the hell is anyone gonna know what I'm doing?
They're just gonna listening see the to video, me. But they're all, you.
But
also
they hear this in the background, okay. So it's like ASMR, handwashing ASMR.
All right, ASMR praying mantis, everybody. But I do one of these over the hand, mm-hmm. And I do this. I do the contemplation.
Yes.
And then
the whirlwind.
Yeah, the whirlwind, and then I rinse, and then I do it again, under 10 seconds. Well, not the hair part, but the washing of the hands. Yeah, definitely.
Well, next time you should be really digging into your palms and getting in between your fingers.
Do you do that? Do you do this?
And then you go like this.
Oh, I do that.
Like in between, yeah.
I didn't see it in your demonstration. Well, I mean, ma'am.
it happens. It happens in the first run or the second run. Okay. They're variables.
He doesn't
They're variable
remember.
Runs.
He doesn't remember.
He likes to spice it up. Make exactly. It different every time.
What about your routine?
Me? Yeah, I mean, I do what this says, but because I always have really long nails.
That must be hard to take care of.
Not really. The only hard thing is like getting lenses on and everything. But we're not talking about lenses.
Do you ever
about
poke your
hands.
Eye?
No,
because you forget.
I'm a professional.
Okay. You're cleaning the nails.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's what that says. But uh-huh. Like when it says scrub, definitely get between your fingers because that's important. And I try to wash at least like halfway up my forearm.
Oh.
Like not just the hands because, you know, bacteria can travel. So you want to get at least halfway up the forearm if possible. Like.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I never even heard that before.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not like bacteria gets on your hands. Like, yeah, we're going to stop right here at the wrist. Call it good.
Wow. My mom's never told me that. She knows everything. So.
I worked at a soap store.
What's the name of the store again?
Lush.
We try to get a sponsor up in here. Help us out, guys. Keep shouting out through the whole episode. And also, they have a section on hand sanitizer. So that's how you wash your hands. And for hand sanitizer, apply the gel product to the palm of one hand and then rub your hands together. Rub the gel all over the surfaces of your hands, fingers until your hands are dry. It should take around 20 seconds. I can see that one. But I did read somewhere that hand sanitizer isn't really that good on like super dirty surfaces or oily surfaces.
Right.
So it's better to just wash your hands usually, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hand sanitizer is kind of like an on-the-go method.
Right.
Right.
Plan B.
Unless you're Alexa and you wash your hands at every stop you can.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird also, but…
But I'm healthy.
True. True. When's the last time you got sick?
Years ago.
Whoa.
Yeah. I haven't got like actually like sick in a while, so… Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we might be better suit following Alexa's advice.
Thanks.
Wow. That's what I'm here for. Okay, did you know that there are do's and don'ts of hand washing?
Do tell.
Let's go. WSJ.com. The do's and don'ts of hand washing is one of the best ways to avoid infection. Mm-hmm. Most people aren't very good at it. Here's expert guideline on what we're supposed to do. Oh, there's like GIFs showing us exactly how we're supposed to do it. Oh, so it's not praying mantis. It's one of these. Okay, so the first step is scrub your palms together in a circular motion like this.
Get that good lather, ladies and gents. Get that good lather.
That word is creeping me out.
Lather?
Lather just doesn't feel weird. Lather. I mean, it doesn't feel right for me.
Lather.
Lather. Sounds like moist. Yeah. Lather your palms, your open palms, and then scrub the back part of your hand. Oh, what's that?
Nail beds. And like fingernails too.
Oh, scrub inside your fingers under your… How is she scrubbing the inside? Like she's literally doing this.
Like…
So aggressive.
I can't tell. Oh, well I think her like hand is here. And she's like washing inside like that. I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain
okay,
with these.
Gotcha.
But you want to get under the nail beds. But also get in your cuticles if you can. Cuticles yeah. are important. So
rotate your wrists like this aggressively. And then your technique.
In between the fingers.
In between the fingers. Okay. And that is all the steps to prevent all the viruses.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Next article. Photos show why hand sanitizer doesn't work. Oh, okay. So this is what I was talking about. The last article for today is photos show why hand sanitizer doesn't work as well as soap and water to remove germs.
Are we going to get blacklight photos?
Whoa.
Blacklight photos.
That's nasty. That's nasty.
Please describe what you see.
So it's a common fact that germs will show up under black light. So with these comparison photos between the washed and unwashed, there's a lot of very bright white areas showing up under the light, indicating where the germs are in the center of the palm and by the creases of the fingers.
Wow, that's so interesting.
That's what picks up the light.
Interesting.
Trey's learning a lot about the world today.
I'm so proud of him.
A lot from Alexa. Thank you. So weird. Why is the bacteria white? It's just how it shows up under the light. Mm-hmm. Have you been to like those bowling alleys in Korea?
The glow bowling ones? Yeah.
But my t-shirt's always white.
I mean, yeah, certain colors show up fluorescently under UV because it's like a fluorescent light.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
The more you know.
He's learning.
Okay. It can be hard to change the way that you've been doing something for your whole life. But with widespread concern about the spread…
spread of germs.
Yes, spread of germs. All of us hopefully wash our hands daily. And yet, it's rare to see somebody standing in the sink next to you do a full 20 to 30 second lather and scrub. Oh, they use the same word. I guess you're right. Professional. As we're now all being advised to do by health officials. If you're finding it a challenge to get into the habit of washing for longer, the actress Kristen Bell has some inspiration for you. Hmm. She's from Twilight.
Kristen Bell. She plays Anna from Frozen. She's also in Burlesque. And she's also in The Good Place.
And Veronica Mars.
Wait, is she the one that sings Let It Go?
No, that's Idina Menzel.
Oh.
Jay.
On Wednesday, Bell posted a series of photos on Instagram that her mom had sent her, showing her hands at different stages of cleanliness. Whoa, there's like six stages. So before washing your hands, the first picture of the Instagram post is a completely almost white hand, right? Second, rinse and shake shows like still pretty white, except like few parts. 6 seconds, no soap. Oh, that is a lot more effective than I thought it would be.
But it doesn't mean you should do that.
True. But that changes my mind about a lot of things. 6 seconds, no soap. It's like 60% clean.
Okay.
60% is a good percentage.
Don't look 60% like 60%
is a D.
To me.
That's passing.
That's a D.
That's passing.
You don't pass with a D.
You gotta pass on some germs. Pass with a Z? That's what you gonna do. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I'm just trying not to fail, guys. 6 seconds with soap. Looks pretty good. Not bad.
Pretty good isn't enough.
Yeah, like the corners and the smidges, like in between the fingers, are still kind of
where the natural crevices are in the skin. Yeah.
The natural crevices. Your selection of words astound me.
Thanks.
15 seconds with soap. Pretty
it's
good.
Not bad.
Fingernails though.
Yeah.
Or maybe fingernails are just one of those colors that like fluorescently light up.
Because it's like white underneath the…
Oh, true.
Half moon thing, yeah.
True. Half moon thing?
You know like that…
On your nail bed.
You call that a half moon thing?
I don't know what the actual name of it is, but it's right above your cuticle.
Oh.
Cuticles, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Half moon thing. 30 seconds with soap. Completely looks really clean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Guys, wash your hands with soap. And then she took these pictures using a UV light and cream called Glow Germ. Oh, a mineral oil that stimulates germ and is only visible under a UV light.
Hmm.
So that's why she was able to capture clearly how much dirt she had on her hand. Shows a dramatic difference between the potency of a 6 second wash with soap and a 15 second wash with soap. Which is true.
Hmm.
Completely different.
Very different.
Okay. And then these Business Insider people did the same experiment comparing a soapy hand wash with hand sanitizer. Here we go. A lot of you may not be wondering. And I know that hand sanitizer is sold out everywhere.
Mm.
Maybe you guys should wash your hands instead of using just the hand sanitizer.
Or like do both.
All right, so unwashed hand looks like this. It's got a bunch of lines and spots. And you can see all the wrinkles. Put on a liberal dose of Purell hand sanitizer and turn to this. That's pretty… It's not bad.
It just looks like where everything was concentrated spread out. That's all it looks like.
Yeah. True. But all the crevices and all the insides are still covered with germs. They're still growing up white. And then after washing their hands, it did that.
The fluorescentness of the present bacteria died down a bit, but it's still pretty present on the hand.
It went from a light blue to a navy blue.
There from doing what though?
Before the hand sanitizer, stage one, the hand was pretty white. It had a lot of white lines on it. It kind of looks like an old blackboard.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
After hand sanitizer, it becomes a nice vintage light blue. Very classic vintage light blue. With lines and crevices on it, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat. With the soap, it just becomes a dark navy blue. Yeah. Very little white.
Mm. And white meaning germs.
Yes, white meaning germs.
White means germs.
Under black light.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so what did we learn today? Alexa, can we go over the topics that we, or the the bulletin points that we learned today?
Yeah, so bulletin points. Today's bulletin points are one, why it's important to wash your hands in the first place.
Feces.
You said it right that time.
Feces.
Yes.
Two.
Why it's important. And then also, how to properly wash your hands.
Three.
Let's see. There was like, we had the government steps and everything. There's five governmental steps.
Yes. Four.
It's like the do's and don'ts of the proper way to do the thing when you wash your hands.
Yes. Five.
And then, yes. Sanitizer versus hand washing. The effectiveness and the results under UV lights.
Yes. And Alexa, work that Lush. Sponsor us. Yeah. Okay. And now that we have answered the question and the meat of today, we are going to have a second to rest our weary ears. For the times when they hit you, face down in the ground with the wet sword. Let's see, but the truth never grow fresh. Shout into the earth, what you want me to do? Got you thinking maybe it could be me that's crazy. All the tears bled up when I climb up, dry up into nothing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we hope that you enjoyed that segment of music. Since we have answered all of our questions for today, we're going to reciprocate the love. And we are going to answer some of the questions that you guys had for us. The first question comes from Moonlight Cherie. Important question, sir. Do you chew chocolate or just let it melt in your mouth?
It depends. It depends. If I'm like really hungry and I'm like just going at it, I chew it. Because, you know, you need to chew your food. Mm. But if I'm not super hungry, I'm like, yeah, chocolate, you know, melt. Yeah.
I agree with that. I don't think there's many answers for this.
Yeah.
You kind of just do both.
Mm-hmm.
How do you eat, like, a Twix bar?
You have to chew a Twix bar because of the caramel.
No, like, you know how, like, some people, like, will only eat the chocolate part first and then the
really?
Caramel part.
Wait, what?
And then the cookie.
Like, you just, you bite off the top?
People do that?
She's nodding. Yeah. Your manager's nodding your head. Like,
what's wrong with you? That's good.
Oh, I did not know that. And I just eat the whole thing.
Oh, you just go for it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Question two comes from Cougar Yungi. Question. Do you believe in luck or people being lucky? Or do you think we make our own luck? Ooh. She also says, I look forward to your podcast. Absolutely love spending some time with you. I love you, Jay. Also, you guys were amazing in London. Best of my night so far. Didn't make it up. Promise. It's there.
It's there. I'll vouch for him. It's there.
Okay, so the question is, do you believe in luck or people being lucky? Or do we make our own luck?
I mean, I guess luck is a concept. I do believe in it. You know, people are lucky. There are definitely lucky cases in life itself. And then I think it's possible to make your own luck as long as you have a positive mindset. That's the thing.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But I also think that luck, being lucky is relative to what you think luck is. Usually I used to think like being lucky is being happy, being content with everything, right? But then after being in day six and having seen One Piece luck, luck is an absolutely existing thing in the world.
What do you mean his don't luck?
He wins. Lucky? He always wins.
Like games and stuff?
No.
Or prizes?
Yeah. With like raffles or like anything that has to do with luck straight up. Nothing like philosophical. Odds. Yeah. Just exactly luck. It exists. It's there for him. I don't know what he did in his past life.
Wow. Good for Womper.
It's weird. Good it's really
him.
Weird.
Gotta you know keep what, him around.
You know what's crazy about that is? When it doesn't matter, he loses. And he somehow found a way to store his luck.
He just harnesses his energy. And then like…
yeah. Yeah.
Who is this mystical person?
Womper of Day 6.
Womper is weird.
Wow.
Womper is weird. He's able to do a lot of magical things.
Do you guys consider yourselves lucky? Or you seem to have good luck with certain parts of life? Or
Yeah. do what we love.
I'd say yeah, it's pretty lucky to do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're lucky.
Yeah.
Those are all the questions that you had for us today. Thank you so much for joining us today. How did you enjoy that?
This was fun and educational.
I feel like you educated me.
Yeah, I also feel like that. But it was good. It was good.
Please come back again next time.
Gladly.
All right, guys. If you have any more questions that you want to explore with us, please send us questions with the hashtag #duh and let us know what should be on our next big question to search. Also, you can send us these questions on Instagram and Twitter at @thedivestudios and youtube.com/divestudios. Also, if you have any personal questions for me, Alexa, or any other guests in the future, at @JE_DayA6 at Twitter. And also, don't forget to subscribe and review this podcast. And we will see you next time.
Yeah. But before we go, Alexa, where can people find you online?
Oh, yes. Where can people find me? Okay, so you can follow me on Twitter at @Alexa_ZB. And my Instagram is @Alexa_ZB official.
She follows me.
I do. And he follows me.
Bye, guys.
Humble brag.
How did I get here? With Jay.